Hey everyone, this is Pastor Benj. Thanks again for tuning in to another weekday podcast at Sugar Hill Church. Two Sundays ago, a group of guys gathered together for our monthly man church event. It was a little different this time as Chuck asked me to lead the evening's activities. So two things I knew for sure, and I shared this with the guys. One, they needed to lower their expectations for the evening's discussion. And two, they needed to raise their expectations for us finishing up early or at least on time. All right, so the topic we covered was extraordinary leadership. We discussed five biblically based leadership traits that we see in successful and significant leaders. We challenged each other to assess how we stack up against these five traits, to pick one trait, and over the next 4 weeks to be intentional about strengthening that trait in our home and in our workplace. So today, I'm going to share those five traits with you. So ladies, if you ever wonder what in the world a bunch of guys talk about at Man Church, then this podcast is just for you. Or guys, if you missed Man Church, then this is also for you. So anyway, the first trait we talked about is walk the talk. In Ecclesiastes 5, or chapter 5, verse 5, it says, "It's better to not make a promise than to make a promise and not keep it." So really good leaders do what they say they're going to do and get it done when they say they're going to get it done. I've told many, many leaders that it is so very important to commit to your honor by honoring your commitments. If I tell you I'm going to do something and don't do it, then your respect for me goes down a little bit. If I do it enough times, then my emotional bank account with you becomes empty, or worse, it's overdrawn. So walk the talk and do what you say you're going to do. The second trait is be trustworthy. Psalm chapter 9, verse 10 says, "Those who know your name trust in you. For you, Lord, has never forsaken those who seek you." So that's what the Bible says about our Lord Jesus. But I wonder, do those that know us best, know our name, do they trust us? Family members, co-workers, ministry team members, really, anyone will follow someone they trust. And also, leaders will give you a seat at the table if they trust you. And trust is built up over time, based on the words you say and the actions you take. The biggest way to build trust happens one person at a time and requires us as leaders to focus more on understanding, listening to, and collaborating with the leaders we lead versus getting them to understand us. All right, the third trait is invest in and support others. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, it says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition. Value others above yourselves. Focus on the interest of others." One of the best ways I know of to invest in others is by making fewer statements, giving less direction, and asking more questions when you're in conversations with your leaders. This does a number of things. It challenges them to use their brain and not yours. It communicates to them that you believe they have a better understanding of their piece of the organizational pie than you do. And lastly, which is really good, it will let you know what they're thinking. And that is always, always, always a good thing. Second part of that statement, invest in and support others. We can support others by following them when they are leading. The best thing you can do as a leader is to listen attentively, ask questions, and give them your full attention when they are leading a conversation or a task. And the reverse of that is the worst thing you can do is focus on something else, like working on your computer, whispering to someone next to you, or even stepping out of the room. These behaviors send the message that it's all about you and not them. All right, the fourth trait is displaying courage. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13 says, "Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage. Be strong." Strong leaders don't shy away from conflicts or tough decisions. They deal with issues head on, and when strong leaders see the first sign of problems, they address them directly and candidly. They don't run away from issues. Instead, they run towards them. And the fifth trait is be purpose-driven. Proverbs 29, verse 18 talks about where there is no vision or purpose, the people perish. So when a leader is driven by a team's purpose, then it's about achieving the purpose of the team and not about themselves. Communicating and gaining every team member's buy-in on a clear and compelling purpose is critical to the success and the significance of that team. And the second challenge for a leader is to ensure the purpose is driving every task, every process, every decision, and not the desires or wants of any one individual on the team. Purpose is boss. And then lastly, it's equally important to make sure everyone has a clear picture of what it would look like if the team was highly successful in achieving their team's purpose. What would be happening if purpose was being achieved at a high, high level? Okay, so that was the five. Walk the talk, be trustworthy, invest in and support others, be courageous, and be purpose-driven. And just like the guys took on the challenge to pick a trait to work on, I'd love to ask you guys listening to this podcast and challenge you to pick a trait that you want to strengthen in your leadership at home and or in your workplace. So assess yourself against these five traits, pick one to work on, put a plan in place, execute the plan. I firmly believe that extraordinary leaders are not born. It takes time, effort, and practice. All right, lead well, everyone. And thanks again for hanging out with Chuck, Bobby, and me via these weekly podcasts. And as always, I look forward to seeing you guys this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. And I hope the rest of your day is refreshing and fulfilling. God bless you.